worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Oh, awesome. I'm doing great. The weather here is stunningly beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. It's like 65 degrees when I got up this morning with clear blue skies and no chemtrails. I mean, you know, every day we get like this is like a miracle to me. So I like to jump around in a, you know, a little frenzy in the morning and go, wow, 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 no chemtrails. Not really, but that's what I feel like doing. I've got to clarify that. You guys don't think I'm losing it. Guess what? Julian Song, I told you last week he's about to get arrested, and he basically got arrested, you know, and he gives thumbs up after following a dramatic arrest at the Ecuadorian embassy after 7 years being holed up. He's 47 years old now. He's looking like he's around 65 years old, full beard, looks scared to death, screaming and yelling and kicking and flailing. And it was bad. And it was reminded, in fact, you could tell he was being dragged out. Of course, I'm sure they probably sent a 30-man fire team in there, whether they should or not, who knows. He was wearing a black suit with his scruffy hair tied back. And the son this afternoon pleaded not guilty at Westminster Magistrates Court to failing to surrender to a Swedish warrant. He's accused of holing up in the embassy to avoid sex allegations in Sweden and to hide from U.S. authorities. He sat in the dock reading Gore's Vitals, History of National Security State, the book he clutched as he was bundled out of the embassy. Earlier, he was handcuffed and dragged screaming from the embassy by British cops after Ecuador withdrew its asylum status. As he was hauled from the building, he appeared to shout, "The UK has no civility, and the UK must resist," screaming resist to the Rothschild banking cartel tyranny. Now, he didn't say that. That's my word. Until today, Hassan hadn't left the embassy since 2012, spending 2,487 days holed up, costing the British taxpayers more than $10 million. I don't know where they're coming up with those numbers. How could you be a resident in an embassy for 7 years and cost $10 million? He could not have eaten that much food or cost that much extra utilities. I have no idea unless they had a massive amount of cops out there every single day waiting for him to try to sneak out. Maybe that way. He had feared stepping off Ecuadorian diplomatic soil, but soon seen him arrested and extradited to the U.S. for publishing thousands of classified military and diplomatic cables, which he could face 5 years in prison or be executed. That he received most of this information, according to our sources, from Seth Rich, who was promptly and quickly executed by, I believe, the Clinton administration or someone involved in the Clintons. Just thought I'd mention that. That's my opinion. Song took the refuge at the embassy in 2012 to avoid being extradited. It's sad. I mean, it's really, really sad what's happened and how this has happened. I mean, if it had not been for him releasing the information from the Clinton files and also the information concerning the soul cooking parties, I don't believe that Trump would have won the election. I believe that Hillary Clinton would have won it. She was so damaged by it that I don't think she could recover. Pamela Anderson, who supposedly at one point dated Hassan, which I don't know if that's true or not, I doubt it. She gave him basically a thumbs up, and she basically was supporting him after this all happened. And sadly, this is a complete and total sad day for the patriots around the world. Pamela Anderson, who notably visited Hassan in prison and tweeted a picture of him, captioned "Veritas Valebit," which translates in as "the truth will prevail." She must be getting some real blowback now from the, yeah, the Democratic Party for all of that. And so it's interesting. The Wicked Chiefs have accused spies of installing hidden cameras to watch Julian Hassan at the Ecuadorian embassy. And it just goes on and on and on and on about this morning. And I'm going to bring in something that a lot of you don't know about. Back in the early 40s, a man by the name of Rudolf Hess, who was basically the second in command under Hitler, the associate Führer for Germany, who also spent time in prison with Hitler and helped write the book Mein Kampf. He flew to Germany to try to negotiate a treaty, an end of the war with England, because he knew that they could not, this was in 1941, he knew that they could not fight a war on two fronts, and he wanted to try to make peace with England, and he basically flew in to meet one of the aristocracy, which he never got a chance to meet, and actually flew over in a lone plane, bailed out over this guy's property, but he missed the place because it was basically dark. He took a solo flight to Scotland, where he wanted to arranged peace talks with the Duke of Hamilton, whom he believed to be the prominent in position of the British government, to try to create peace with Germany, because Germany did not want war with England, because their fight was not against England. Their fight was against the Soviets, the communists. The problem is he did not realize the infiltration of the communist government already into England, and he did not realize the power of the Rothschild community in England, and he did not realize the power of the Masonic lodges in England, the Masonic lodges being basically the Masons who are running the Soviet government and who are running the English government and who are running the American government. Always remember, our President Roosevelt was a Mason, Churchill was a Mason, Stalin was a Mason, and they were all conspiring together to bring in this one world government, this one world totalitarian state. Even at that point, back in the 40s, Hess was kept in prison. There were 140 cells in this Spandau prison. There was one inmate. From November 1945 until October 1946, the International Military Tribunal indicted and prosecuted Nazi leaders, and several of them were placed in Spandau prison. He stayed in Spandau prison until the early 90s, if you can believe that, in which they said he committed suicide, which I don't believe whatsoever. I believe he was murdered. And for some reason, this man who tried to have peace with England, who took a midnight trip via an airplane and bailed out himself, letting the plane crash as it ran out of fuel, apparently, or just basically came off its autopilot, he basically was kept silent for decades upon decades upon decades until, I personally believe, and a lot of other people do, he was murdered in the Spandau prison. Days after the Spandau prison was vacated by Rudolf Hess, basically, they say, committed suicide. Days after, the Spandau prison was torn down. His body was basically kept, and then it was buried in a family plot, and in which neo-Nazis started visiting the family plot. It was later exhumed, and he was cremated, and the ashes were scattered to avoid the neo-Nazis from using him as a place to basically congregate, because he was the executive or the second in command in Germany at the time. Very strange. So now I wonder if Julian Assange is going to be going to another Spandau prison, or if he'll be simply executed like Timothy LaVey was, and basically put on death row for a few years and killed. He's not an American citizen. I'm not sure how that's going to work, or if he'll be tried by a military tribunal. Since all of you Q folks that are listening want those military tribunals so badly, that may be what happens to Julian Assange. I don't know. But let's talk about Q for 1 second. Brad Parton sent me this video, this audio. He sent me a link. But he also sent a little commentary with it. And he goes, in several Q videos and posts, Julian Assange is referred to as part of the Great Awakening movement and friend to the Trump Patriot movement. As you can see, that he was arrested and now will be facing prosecution. Trump has even referred Assange and Snowden as traitors and spies in the past. Here's the proof that Q is a hoax. Assange will be prosecuted, probably spend the rest of his life in prison, as probably will Paul Manafort and probably Roger Stone. I don't know. These are Brad's predictions. He goes on to say that Trump will do nothing and possibly even side with the mainstream media in calling Assange a criminal. I agree with that. In fact, without Assange releasing the Podesta emails before the 2016 elections, Trump may have indeed lost to Clinton. If Assange was such an integral part of the Q revolution, why would Trump not come to his aid before now? All Assange did was publish the DNC and Clinton emails that were given to him by now deceased Seth Rich, describing how the DNC and Clinton conspired to cheat Sanders out of the Democratic nomination for 2016. As you know, Seth Rich was later found dead, Vince Foster style, in D.C. Park. Sean Hannity was working with Seth Rich, basically very hard on his show when he was told to stop and leave it alone. He was working on the case as far as the death of Seth Rich, told to leave it alone by the producers of Fox News. So Trump will not save Assange, and he will probably be sacrificed on the altar of the mainstream communist Kabbalah Masonic media. Where is Donald Trump, the fighter we saw in 2016, who dared to take on the establishment? Those who believe in Q are ignoring the facts, waiting for phantom arrests and sealed indictments that were supposed to be the hallmark of Jeff Sessions. But now the Zionist Sessions is gone. How does Q account for that? So keep waiting on your phantom 100,000 sealed indictments while the rest of us deal with real issues, like no wall, Obamacare, forced vaccinations, and Republican-pushed red gun flag laws. And just to tie all of this together, we've got to look at an article that just came out on the world right now from Zero Hedge. It says the world faces an uphill battle with an average IQ of 82. Wow. David Becker has released a new version of the world's IQ. Each country has a score showing the cognitive abilities of their citizens. This being a blend of genetics and the environment of each country, particularly as regards to education and health, the average IQ score globally is 82. This is 12th percentile rank on the Greenwich Mean Intelligence Benchmark of an IQ of 100, as school teachers used to say. In other words, we have a whole world full of people that really aren't very bright. So what we must also have to infer from this is that these international Kabbalist, how should I say, Masonic Lodge leaders have been very successful in basically breeding the world with 59 IQ Somalians. There we go. I said it there. I shouldn't say stuff like that, but I just did. Or pick any other country you want with very low IQ scores, bringing the aggregate total of IQ down. A low IQ people are very easy to resist. It's very easy for them to basically be controlled. They don't resist. Let me say that correctly. And this is what's happening over the world. And I know even Alexander Bruce now is coming in and saying that it's George Soros is one of the primary architects of all of the things that are going wrong. And the reality is George Soros is another Rothschild cutout. Now, remember, the Rothschild cutouts, I use that as a blanket term. The Rothschilds have intermarried to many, many other family lines now with many other names. It's not just a Rothschild name. A lot of these families are interconnected by blood and by marriage and by DNA, and they're the ones that are working together with the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians, also known as the Khazarians, which is an offshoot of that group. This is the whole group now that is running the world through black magic. We've talked about it many, many, many times. And guess what? Average IQ is 82. That's where they want us to go. Well, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and we will stand against the tyranny. And I love the fact that Assange yelled yesterday, resist. Why? Because he knows the truth of what's going on, and he is wide awake. I'm sure they'll put him on some drugs very quickly to calm him down. And the next time, if he ever gets a chance to even talk to the media, which they never allowed Rudolf Hess to really have an interview with anybody from a mainstream media show. He has some letters. I think he writes a couple letters a week while he's in Spandau prison for the rest of his life. Then he'll basically do the same thing. You know, this Julian Assange will be basically reduced to a vegetable by the drugs they're going to inject in him, and it'll be sad. What do you think, Oz?
No doubt about it. This is, definitely a serious incident with him. Also, too, you have to look at the fact of everything else that's going on right now. There's no doubt about this, that this is going to be used on the mainstream media platform for weeks, if not months to come, depending on how this is going to proceed, what's going to happen to him. They're going to have this all over the place. You know, right now, I went on Hagman's show yesterday and discussed what happened in New York. There's a ton of blowback with what's going on up there. Today, I think, is the last day to get vaccinated or face fines beginning tomorrow. Nobody's discussing that anymore. Everything on the mainstream media is focused on Assange. And the thing is, the sad part is, Trump should be pardoning him immediately for this. And if he does, awesome. I'll be excited. The chances of that happening are slim to none, though. Because, this situation, you have to understand what he has done, what he has provided to the American population, and now he's essentially going to be deemed a traitor. Let's not talk about Hillary Clinton whitewashing 33,000 emails after she was subpoenaed. Let's not talk about any of that. We won't talk about that anymore because, Hillary and Bill, they're good people. They're good people. Let's just let them be and live in peace. Or, of course, that's what Trump said right after he was elected. So you see this double-sided narrative where one element of the population is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for even some of the most minute incidences, even if they benefited the population, even if they brought knowledge and they opened the minds of the population and it became a positive constitutional aspect of freeing the people's minds from the slavery of tyranny. That's completely different, though. You can't do that. That's different. But we have the hardcore globalists, Rothschild, bankers, leftists, whatever you want to call them, pick a name, and they're pretty much above the law in almost every aspect of anything they do. And we see that now. And so Assange, you know, yelling this resist, he's trying to tell the population, look, I mean, this is coming to a headway now. I mean, we have AI starting to take over everything. We have these algorithms. We have this monitoring. We have this spying. We have an entire Skynet system being put in around us right now. Nobody's wanting to discuss about that, except that actually a lot of people are begging for it. I saw an article earlier today. This is interesting. You know, Elon Musk, he's a bit of a, you know, he's kind of strange. I'll be honest with you guys. But he did an interview with a documentary with a filmmaker, Chris Payne, that he's actually working on an AI documentary right now. And I guess that Elon Musk has pretty much, you know, stepped aside. The whole thing with Tesla and everything else has kind of gone to crap, whether or not that was planned, whether or not he didn't do what he was supposed to do. But he came out now in this interview and started discussing the aspects of the AI and the machinery and the robots and what they're doing. Now, he's talked about this before briefly, but he went into detail, and I quote, he said this. He goes, "The least scary future I can think of is one where we have at least an AI controlling everything, because if one company or a small group has a monopoly of AIs, they can manage to develop a godlike digital superintelligence that will take over the world. At least when there's some type of evil dictator, a human being is going to die. But for an AI, there is no death. They will live forever, and then you have an immortal dictator that you can never escape." He goes on to talk about the fact that the culture examples of AI, of us being warned in media, of films like The Matrix, and he cited that Google's DeepMind is an example of the company looking to develop a superintelligence AI, which he fully believes they will have in the near future. He said the DeepMind system can win in any game. It can already beat all original Atari games. It is superhuman, and it plays at games at speeds in less than a minute, far faster than any human being can even possibly attempt to play these games. They are building an AI. This is what we've talked about so much, because they're building this around everybody right now, and then we see what's going on with the DNA. You know, we talked about the other day, I think it was in St. Louis or Philadelphia, they were going around with vans taking people's DNA and paying them $20. Well, now a new article coming out from the Activist Post that says the FBI has been abusing the Ancestry genealogy websites by tapping into their DNA data without any repercussions. What's worse is these companies actually were giving up users' data under the terms and conditions. I've talked about this so many times. Ancestry.com, 23andMe, all this stuff. Family Tree DNA is the first company known to be cooperating directly with the FBI to give its access, direct access to its genealogy DNA database. The Family Tree DNA spokesperson said that the agreement with the FBI gives the agency the ability to search over 1 million genetic profiles, the majority of which were given by their customers without knowledge of the company's relationship with the FBI. As part of the arrangement, Family Tree DNA has further agreed to test DNA evidence and identify the remains of deceased individuals and crimes for the FBI in its own laboratory and cross-reference them with all of their DNA database. You can't even make this stuff up. Forensic Magazine reports that the FBI has previously had access to Family Tree's DNA database before the partnership even started with the FBI. Last year, drug giant GlaxoSmithKline invested $300 million, talked about this already, in the DNA testing company in a deal that should raise eyebrows. Under the deal, GlaxoSmithKline has exclusive rights for 4 years to 23andMe's DNA database to develop new medicines using human genetics. Activist Post reported last year, Houston police launched a pilot program with the company to test a machine called Rapid DNA that runs DNA tests in under 2 hours. However, further research shows that Houston isn't the only city using this Rapid DNA. Police departments across the country, including in Maryland, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Florida, Illinois, Utah, Arizona, Texas, California, and Delaware, are all using Homeland Security's rapid DNA testing system. An article in ProPublica warned that over the last decade, collecting the DNA from people who are not charged or even suspected of any particular crime has become an interesting routine practice for law enforcement across the country. During a Senate committee hearing on the rapid Rapid DNA Act 2015, former FBI Director James Comey said the passage of the bill would help us change the world in a very exciting way. And of course, we know the Rapid DNA Act, S-139 and H.R. 510, passed last year, amending the old DNA Act of 1994, allowing previous hurdles to be surpassed by the new technology. That was Trump, by the way, that signed off on that ultimately. Along with facial recognition, DNA databases are the first steps toward an Orwellian society where the government knows your whereabouts at all times. It's a nightmarish outlook for our future, but what's worse in some instances, like in the form of DNA, we're being tricked to give up our freedoms and privacy. As a CRS congressional think tank report warned, future DNA collection cases might raise graver Fourth Amendment privacy concerns than any previous case in history. The FBI plans to begin rolling out the Rapid DNA to all police departments slowly by the end of 2019, according to a Washington Post report. They went on to say Thomas Cagall, chief biometric scientist for the FBI, said our goal in 2019 is to have a pilot project done where we actually develop a DNA profile in every booking station with no human review and have it electronically enrolled and searched in the national database instantly. This is what they're doing, guys. They're building a grid around us that nobody even sees. They're putting prison bars that are invisible, and at some point in time, they're going to flip the electricity on these prison bars, and everybody's going to realize what grid we've actually allowed ourselves to be basically dropped into. When you add that into the AI, when you add that into the super technology that they're putting all around us and the monitoring and spying, then the DNA database of everything, you realize real quick what exactly they're trying to do. Hotels now are being retrofitted from top to bottom in smart hotels where everything is controlled by apps, AI, and robots. The first one has now been created in Hangzhou, China. They said facial recognition is your ticket to the VIP treatment in the 290-room ultra-modern boutique hotel that lets guests play with technology, check in with ease, and spend the night in the future for around $205. Alibaba's online travel platform, guests immerse themselves in hospitality and technology. It starts through booking through an app where guests pick a floor and a view. Then they go on and check in with a breeze. If you're a Chinese guest, you can check in using the app to scan your face right on their phone. If not, you can check in at a lobby kiosk. No need to pick up a key from the lobby because the elevator scans your face and takes you to the correct floor, and your face will open the room door to your hotel. Once inside the room, request for water, towels, or extra pillow is taken by Ask Genie, and a Alexa-like assistant, which is a 3-foot-tall robot, will deliver the goods. Ask Genie to shut the curtains or crank up the heat. She can do that, too. Hungry guests can head to the hotel restaurant where a robotic bartender mixes up drinks and serves you food. Forget your wallet, no problem. Face scanning technology is there for the win again to send the charger straight to your room bill. So we're seeing all these things, whether or not they're the vehicles now with the facial recognition software they're putting in them. We've already talked about that last year. Some of these cars are being fitted with 4 and 5 cameras to monitor what you do in your car while you drive. The hotels are being fitted with facial software. They're having all this DNA database stripped from everything we're doing now to the point they're driving around in vans asking for people's DNA and give them $20 gift card. That's not weird. I don't know what it is. Now we have GlaxoSmithKline and the FBI with pretty much direct control database to the entire DNA system from all these genealogy websites. If anybody else doesn't see an issue with that, Dad, then I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, okay, I'm going to go esoteric. You know, esoteric meaning hidden knowledge. I've talked about it a little bit, but you're going to have to listen to this one because this one's going to get weird. This one's going to go off the rail for a bit. And so you just have to just kind of hang with me on this. Something happened here when Lucifer got cast out of heaven. All right, now, we don't know what the heck happened. We know he got booted out. We know he came down. It talks about that in the Bible. You know, how did he come down? Was it something that, you know, he was doing in heaven that he wasn't supposed to do? Was he trying to become omnipresent in heaven? I have no idea. I know he was trying to take over heaven. He wanted to be God. Still wants to be God. And how do we know that he wasn't going to do it through an AI system that he could tie himself into? There you go. Now I just went weird. Think about that for a second, though. I mean, think about what he did with, did we know there was a pre-Adamic civilization here? My gosh, the monuments prove that. All these ancient structures with these 100,000 ton blocks that can't even be moved today by the largest earth moving equipment. I mean, they're there. They're still there. They haven't moved. I mean, there's all kinds of weird things on this planet that we can't explain, that we have no idea where they came from. So we know somebody was around here first. We know that. I mean, that's not even some big secret. Pre-Adamic civilization. Some people call it Atlantis. Some people believe there may have been a civilization before Atlantis. Some people believe an AI system may have taken Atlantis down. How do we know this clown Lucifer, or whatever it is not this giant AI system that tries to go into other galaxies and tries to basically overcome and take over everything? We don't know what it is. With this entity that's called Lucifer, you know, running the show. We know that we have D-Wave computer technology that we have no idea where the technology came from or how it even works. It deals at hundreds of degrees below zero and lining up electrons and atoms. What the heck? Who built that? We know it ties into an interdimensional, multidimensional grid phase that allows our part of our bodies that are also interdimensional. Because remember, we're a three-dimensional being on this plane of existence, but our DNA is different. Our DNA is basically, to use a term vernacular, is a Tesla step-up transformer coil, which is an antenna to God, which is in a multi-dimensional phase, which means it operates in different dimensions at the same time. We know that our body communicates with cells via light photons, scalar waves, longitudinal waves, all the different things it can do. It does all of this stuff all of the time. We know there's an interdimensional universe. I covered that the other day when people talk about going on DMT and flatliners. We did a whole show on this that I don't want to get back into right now that gets too weird and too messed up. We talked about how Mancal Mueller, my friend, had gone on one of these ayahuasca trips and basically saw all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, this is something that they know exists. So they know we live in an interdimensional interface with a interdimensional group of entities. Got that. I mean, we all kind of pretty much know that's right. But let's talk about this AI thing for a second. If they're going to nanotag us and they're going to track us, and that DNA is a frequency or a specific sound wave that's broken down to 0.00000 whatever, and that we know everybody's got a certain radio wave that our bodies are a frequency of, and we're part of a giant field of energy in the universe, and they need to locate us. They have to have a locating beacon that can track us by something. Cell phones are okay. They can track us by a cell phone, but that's old technology compared to what they want. Why is that? Because you got to have a cell phone with you, and you can leave it at your house. You can wrap the doggone thing in aluminum foil, put it in an aluminum box, and nothing's coming through it. It won't work. I've tested it. I've worked. It won't even ring. It won't do anything. Can't call it. You know, so you got this ability to use your cell phone, but to hide it. And if you really wanted to, you could take a hammer to it and break the battery out of it. Or you just throw it out the window, and it's no longer there. But the DNA, the music of the universe, the frequency code. Every individual has a very unique one because God made us that way. Knows how many hairs we have on our head. Knows how many sparrows fall in the field. That's our DNA. God knows everything about us via the DNA. Well, if Lucifer wants to mimic God and wants to become omnipresent, he can't do that because he's not an omnipresent being. He has to find a way to do it. And the only way he can do it is through 5G network. Or how about the pyramids? How about the pyramids were shut down when we had the giant flood? What happened with Atlantis? Something happened with Atlantis. We have all these underground roads in the Bahamas. What the heck? Underground roads in the Bahamas? Giant pyramidal structures all over the planet. Giant pyramidal structures all under the oceans. Guys, something was here before us, before this human race species was put here. And think about what destroyed all that. What destroyed it all? Is that what Lucifer's end goal is, his end game? Is it to slave us all, as the word says? It comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. Is it all about stealing energy from us? As a roaring lion, he seeks those whom he may devour. What is his deal? Who is he? What is he? How's he going to take an interdimensional interface like an AI computer system that ties into a D-Wave computer and basically allow it to track us by our very radio waves or our frequency, our DNA. Well, he won't know those, would he, unless he gets a sample of them. Has this technology been around for a long, long time? Is he just now starting to use it again? I mean, cameras in cars. Austin's talking about cameras in cars. What the heck? I don't want cameras in my car. What if I'm having a spirited debate with my wife in the car? I don't want it on camera. What the heck's that all about? What if I got a fuss at a kid in the back seat because he's not listening properly? Do I want that on camera? Don't want that broadcast to the world? No. How about I get some black tape and put on the cameras? But they can cover up the microphones, though. I mean, how weird is all this? I mean, what the heck? I mean, this is George Orwell on massive steroids. I mean, think about this for a second. Do you really want to know what your family DNA is so desperately that you have to go in and give this information to whatever's running the planet now? Let me ask you another question. You know, these guys believe that, you know, Cain was the progeny of Lucifer, and they traced themselves and called themselves the Benigni Nephilim, sons of the fallen, which means they consider themselves to be in the very lineage of Lucifer. How do you know they're not looking for their brothers and sisters with this DNA? How do you know that? How do you know that they're not looking for DNA anomalies that they can study in a laboratory and make you disappear in the middle of the night? How do you know they're not doing all that? How do they know that your DNA is not that unique? What did Comey say? That DNA is going to change the world? You're darn right it's going to change the world. It's going to do it quickly. We've got to stop it. It's going to become an immortal dictator, like Austin says. AI will become an immortal dictator? Well, is that what Lucifer's goal was? To become an immortal dictator? To become omnipresent? To control the planet? To control every thought of every man, like it says in Genesis chapter 6? Guys, if we're going to be tied into a supercomputer, I don't want to be tied into an AI computer run by the demon of all demons, Lucifer. I'd rather be infused with the spirit of the Most High God, the great I Am. That's what I'd be infused with, His Holy Spirit through the blood of the Lamb that'll infuse us and change us. That's what I'd rather have, to know what is pure, to know what is good, to know what is holy, to be in one with God for all eternity. That's what I want to be infused with, not this nutbag who thought he could overthrow heaven. This thing, this war, has been going on in the heavenlies for millennia. Don't let anybody kid you. This is not something that happened last week. This has been going on a long, long time. These weird wizard things, whatever they are, that were taught this weird stuff by these fallen angels, whatever they are, okay? You know, thousands of years ago, Genesis chapter 6, to control the thoughts of every man. I mean, this same group is still running the show. It's so obvious when you see things like, you know, Julian Assange. Guy didn't do anything wrong. He released a bunch of weirdo information from a bunch of criminals is what he did, who were plotting and conspiring to run the world, to run the planet. Soul cooking parties, drinking human blood mixed with all kinds of weird body excrements. I mean, what a bunch of weirdos. This is who they are. I've told you guys over and over again, black magic runs the planet. It's what runs it. You know, quite frankly, Adam and Eve kind of took a shortcut there, kind of hooked up with the wrong guy. And this guy's been dealing with this. Because remember, when Jesus stood with Lucifer after Jesus had been basically fasting for 40 days, he said, if you bow down to me, I'll give you all these things. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. I mean, think about it for a second. Look how unbelievably corrupt the planet is. Look at Angela Merkel. Look at what an absolute traitorous criminal she is to all of Europe, not even to mention what she's done to Germany. Look at the traitorous criminals that we have in the UK, the traitorous criminals we've had in the United States. Look at Donald Trump, like Brad said in his email he sent me. All of these things we're still waiting on. I mean, you know, and Trump now pushing for gun control and red flag gun laws with his bubble boy Rubio. I mean, what the heck, man? Is it that bad? Well, here's the thing, guys. I'm going to tell you this right now. I had a chiropractor friend of mine the other day over in Haines City. He said to me, he goes, well, what's the outcome? What's the verdict? And I asked him, I said, are you saved? Are you a Christian? And the reality is this. If we're not saved and if we're not Christians, to be honest with you guys, you're kind of hosed. Because without hope in a future, these guys, their control grid is becoming so absolute with this AI thing that they're doing now, with these cameras, with this 5G. The 5G interface is going to track you by DNA. That's what they don't want to tell you. With 25,000 satellites around the planet, they're going to hover over you like a doggone plague of locusts. and they're going to just sit there and track you, everything you do, everything you say, and here it comes, everything you think. Guys, we've got to continue to pray. And if you ain't right with God, and you don't know who Jesus Christ is, you need to get a relationship going with the Most High. Because without that, there is no hope. We only have hope in Christ Jesus. And that's why the globalists allow open attack on Christians all the time, including, gosh, I'm gonna get in trouble now. I gotta be very careful how I say this, I don't use names. Including a lot of large Christian ministries and large Christian networks to get bigger and bigger as long as they push the rebuilding of the third temple and the return of the Antichrist. As long as they push the narrative. The biggest problem we had here, guys, and this is why they had to really push the rapture doctrine, is that there's a problem here. If this thing starts over and the Antichrist shows up and starts running the planet, you know, after it gets basically, you know, pierced with the spear of destiny and sheds its blood in the inner sanctum of the temple, you know, there's a problem. You got pesky Christians running around talking about it. So the only way to do to get rid of the pesky Christians, they had to start promoting a rapture theology to say the Christians get yanked out. Now, do I think Christians are going to get yanked out? Do I think Christians may get raptured? I know Christ is going to come back, and I know we're all going to meet him up in the air. I don't know when we're going to leave here. I have no idea. Nobody does. The eschatologists, they kind of make up stuff as they go, and they believe things certain ways, other beliefs other things. But they had to get rid of the church. They had to get rid of the church on this planet to go under Luciferian rule. And they believe now the church believes it's going to sit up in the heavenly grandstands and kind of watch and see what goes on down here. Well, that was never taught until around 1850. And then when our little boy, Cyrus Schofield, copied the stuff from Darby, Darby said he got all of this from esoteric knowledge and from the architect of the universe using terms that were completely Masonic. What the heck have they done to Christianity? Boy, they have subverted it. We now have major Christian ministries broadcasting Jewish Christian marriages on their networks. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? I'm not picking on the Jews, but Jews aren't Christians. And every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But they want to bring in that new ecumenical movement, that new one world government, that new one world religion, that new one world currency, that digital currency. The Bible tells us what they're doing. All we can do is, like Julian Assange said, resist and believe in God. And basically understand who Jesus Christ was and why he wanted us to deliver us from this mess. Austin, what do you think?
Absolutely. And by resisting, that also means not submitting to a lot of this stuff. Don't give your DNA into this database. Do not willingly ever give your DNA to any database, period. Don't put these devices in your home that are going to listen to you and monitor you and track you and everything you do. I mean, it's what you just said, Dad, was so deep, but it was so accurate because this is factual. Because think about it. The only way to really monitor and control everybody is if you have, there's a reason why they have these giant mega data centers now. If they can get the DNA from every single person in the United States eventually, if they can get that DNA into the system, that's it. That's the hard part. Once it's in the system, it's easy. The computing powers and the data analysis of these AI supercomputers they have now is so fast, they just run to the system and it's done. That's what Elon Musk was talking about. Is this going to be an evil dictator that's never going to die? This is right up the lines, you know, with Skynet. It does whatever it wants to do, and you can't even beat it anymore once it gets this big. And once it has everybody's DNA, it can put out whatever frequency module it puts out to control what you're doing. Because a lot of people, you know, I know that's a weird topic for a lot of people, but we all operate on a frequency, a specific frequency. And so if you have all of our DNA in one giant data center, at any point in time, if anything malfunctions with the population, so to speak, say a resistance or the population gets tired of an AI government controlling it, and they come out and say, listen, we're taking this thing over. We have 10 million man strong. We're no longer going to be subjected to an AI government anymore. This artificial intelligence is going to stop. AI already has everybody's DNA. And it goes, okay, I've already pinpointed 10 million individuals. I already know what they're doing, where they're at, what they're thinking, what their plans are. And now we're going to put out specific frequencies for each of those 10 million people. And we're going to basically either debilitate them or kill them. And that's going to be the end of it. That's the level that it goes to. That's why it's so important you do not get wrapped up and you do not give your DNA into these centers at all, and do not put any of this stuff in your house that can monitor you, track you, and hear you, because that's the next step of what they're also doing. They want the way they do all this, and they figure out with the predictive programming and how you're going to do what you're going to do next, is by listening to these, everything you say and everything you do. For example, now Alexa is listening to all of your conversations. The web giants admit now that the clips are analyzed by Amazon workers. You heard that right. This is on the Daily Mail this morning. It just came out. Amazon workers are listening to your private voice recordings, allegedly to improve the voice assistant's understanding of human speech. The company has now admitted to its customers that tens of thousands of recordings are being analyzed by staff and transcribed before feeding them back into the software. They're reviewed by workers in buildings all over the world, many of which do not bear any obvious indication that they're even run by Amazon, but probably independent contractors. The team uses internal chat rooms to share files when they need help deciphering a muddled word or when they come across some amusing recording. So they're listening to your conversations, your private conversations with your wife, your family, your kids, your loved ones. They're listening to it, and they get a joke out of it, admitting that they post it on the internal chat room when it's recording or disturbing in some cases. Among more sinister content, the workers have heard what they have been saying is a child screaming for help, and two instances where they believe they heard a sexual assault taking place. Well, wait a minute. Why is this even relevant? Why are they listening to this, and why are they even putting this in this article that they heard these conversations or these incidences occurring? Oh, you're about to find out. The reported claim says that staff has on occasion heard recordings that they described as distressing. But Amazon said they may share the experience in an internal chat room as a way of relieving stress. Amazon told Bloomberg that it has procedures in place for workers to follow when they hear something distressing. Mail Online asked Amazon to elaborate on these procedures and policies regarding this, but they have not responded. The company confirmed that it does use the recordings as part of its work to improve Alexa's ability to understand human language and speech pattern, but they will not give any inclination on what the procedures are for workers when they hear something distressing. Do you hear Gestapo police? Do you hear AI police? Do you hear the next step of Alexa then automatically, once they start hearing these things, contacting law enforcement? Example, you have an argument with your wife. Your kids start screaming in the other room. You're having a heated argument. It's not going well, but it's resolved in a few minutes. Alexa hears the conversation, hears you yelling, hears the child screaming, notifies law enforcement because it feels it was a distressing voice call that they have been observing now. Law enforcement shows up at your house 20 minutes later, and they said, hey, we basically have an anonymous report that there's a child screaming, and there's another person here yelling. We've also alerted Child Protective Services. They're going to go ahead and do an investigation in the house. And you go, who reported anything? I've been inside the house and none of my neighbors are home. Well, that's besides the point. We did have an anonymous tip that you basically were having an altercation in here, so we need to do a wellness check on the family, and we're going ahead and have Child Protective Services come out to do an investigation. You go, what is going on here? I am a prisoner in my own home because I bought this stupid device that monitors, listens, and records every single thing I say in my own home now. Get that crap out of your house. If you have those Alexa or Google boxes or whatever the other names they come up with, all these devices that listen to you, get them out of your house if you have any smarts left. They're telling you right now what they're about to start doing with those. The Amazon workers are blatantly saying that they listen to the conversations, they analyze them, they post them in chat rooms, and they have procedures to follow when they hear distressing content. Don't believe that that's going to take a next step? Then put your head in the sand and pretend you're an ostrich. This is where it's going. This has been the beta test to get these in as many houses as they possibly can. The 5G is tying into the rest of that system. This is going sideways quickly. There's a reason why. By 2030, they've already said the United Nations wants to have their entire agenda put into place. I don't have time to go into all that, but you want to read the Agenda 2030 protocol, you can read it right on their website at UN.com and figure out exactly what they're trying to do. There's only about 10 more years left, which it's not even that in my opinion. We got about 4 or 5 years left to make sure we do not comply and we start resisting to a lot of these devices and AI tyranny that's actually going to be start being implemented. Because as Dad said earlier, there's a reason why they want everybody's DNA. There's a reason why they're putting in 5G. Remember, I broke the whole story last month on 6G, that 5G isn't even what everybody thinks it is. 5G is more the infrastructure to put into place. 6G is going to be the next step that lily pads off of 5G that allows cell phone usage to be in your brain via chip. That's where it's headed with 6G. So all this stuff is baby stepping to something further and further and further. So the more you cannot rely on these types of devices, the more you don't buy into these devices and the more you stay out of the system, the better off you're going to be as these things start to progress more and more rapidly, Dad.
Okay, let me put it to you another way with 5G. It's a weapon system. I can't say it any more clearly than that. Quote me on it. It's a weapon system. It takes a phased array satellite system, and it lays waves on top of each other to create longitudinal waves, which can be laid on top of each other to create a scalar wave, which uploads the eddies and the powers of the planet into a waveform, which can be discharged at an endpoint. It can track your DNA by frequency, actually locate you without a cell phone, and run a current through you that'll be basically the anti-wave to your heartbeat and stop your heart in your tracks and make you die. It's a phased array weapon system. It was developed by DARPA, doggone it. This is what it is. It can do anything they want it to do. It can make you have better 5G quality as far as cell phone downloads, but that's not what it's for. It's not to increase your internet speed. It's to track you. It's to locate you. It's to stop you. Don't you think that would have been their fantasy world? If Julian Assange had his DNA and they had a 5G tower set up outside of the Ecuadorian embassy, they could stop it. Tesla called it his death ray. This is all Tesla technology. He called it the death ray. He said you can kill anybody. You can locate somebody on the side of the planet and kill them. This is what it's for. It's designed. They built it. They built Star Wars, which is Tesla, and say, where did Tesla get all this technology? Well, he said it was from other entities. It was given to him in his dreams, in exact blueprints. He could write them back down and know what to do. And this is the guy who brought us, alternating current. And the reason you're listening to this show today right now is because of Tesla, because of who he is and what he did and how he was. I mean, this is very, very important that you understand that. On to some health news real quick, because we're running out of time. 8 foods that can help fight breast cancer. Very important that you understand that you don't put your cell phone by your chest, by your breast, if you're a guy, if you're a girl, not over your heart, not by your ovaries, not by your testicles. Keep that thing away from you. Get one of those cases that block RFI signals. If you want to use that, that's great. And just make sure you stay away from the cell phone when you're talking. If at all possible, if you've got to have a protracted conversation and it's going to be private, leave the room and do it on speakerphone. I mean, and plus, I'm going to say something real quick here. There's nothing worse than to be in a doggone restaurant and trying to have a lunch with your wonderful wife or your husband, and the guy next to you or the woman next to you cracks out the cell phone, starts making telephone calls, and just goes full 150 decibel on the calls, yelling and screaming at somebody, and you're like, what the heck, man? Really? Is this what I have to listen to now while I'm trying to eat dinner? Nah, it's not okay. Just take the call outside, put it on the speakerphone, and just make it as short as possible and avoid putting your head on this and avoid putting it next to your chest. Foods that help protect against breast cancer, red cabbage, pomegranates, beets. Our beet powder is phenomenal. We bring it out of Germany. It's all organic. We can no longer find a source for beet powder in the United States that was organic. Fact. Couldn't find it. Tried. Couldn't find it. Have to bring it out. We have beet crystals now out of Germany. Radishes. Carrots, organic apples, and of course, all this stuff has to be organic. Sweet potatoes, grapes, all of these things are absolutely amazing. In addition to that, make sure you're taking potassium iodine every day. And make sure you're taking vitamin D3, K2 every day. make sure you're taking vitamin C every day. Make sure you're taking vitamin E every day and selenium every day. Make sure you're getting the antioxidants into your system at high enough concentrations to make a difference. Really, really important. I've had so many friends now have contacted me about prostate cancer. I mean, this actually is very discouraging to me because I've told so many of them about how to have a healthy prostate, and they don't seem to want to listen until they start having problems with the prostate. Then they call me up, and I'm like, well, I told you what to do 10 years ago. Your prostate has to have zinc. It needs 100 milligrams of zinc every day. Every day you need 100 milligrams of zinc if you're a guy. Every single day. You need to be having relations with your wife on a regular basis, 2 to 3 times a week. Very important. Can't do that. Use the HGH Stimulate. Use the vitamin E, 1,600 IUs a day. Use the zinc. Use the Tongadali we carry. Use the Testaplex we carry. There's all kinds of natural things you can do to elevate testosterone, increase libido. You got to use your equipment, guys. If the plumbing doesn't get used, it ends up blood breaking down. This is bottom line. Don't get vasectomies. Really important, don't get vasectomies. If you have vasectomies, make sure you take these supplements. Very, very, very important. Take the prostate support. I take 4 of those every day along with 4 liver support. Very important to keep the plumbing working, active, healthy. Otherwise, you start having problems with it. Now, remember, if you do come down with prostate cancer, it's usually a very, very slow type of cancer. It usually takes 15, 20, 25 years to kill you. It usually never kills you. You die of something else before that. So be careful with the surgeries because they can cause all types of problems. I have a friend. He's younger than me. And I warned him and warned him and warned him and warned him and warned him about what he was doing as far as what he was eating and how he was living. And he didn't listen. And all of a sudden, now he has prostate problems. So he went in and had his prostate cored out because he didn't have any problems with cancer, but he was having a problem with urination flow. Now he's got strictures. Had to go back in the hospital again. He's got strictures in his urethra, strictures near his bladder. I mean, strictures everywhere. So now they're having to go in. With strictures, what it is scar tissue has formed and has closed up the flow of urine. So now they had to go in with a balloon, and they're having to open it all back up and stretch it all out, hope it doesn't close up again. Once you step into the medical model with any surgery, pretty much any surgery, not all surgeries, but most surgeries. I'm not talking about if you had, let's say if you had to have some kind of cosmetic procedure done because you didn't like the way your ears looked or whatever, just get a good surgeon and be done with it. That's not stepping into the medical model of chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, and taking out body parts. I'm talking about that. You always end up with complications that you're not thinking about. And the one thing I can't stand is when these medical professionals say, this is routine. We do this all the time. No problem. Don't worry about this. This is easy to fix. Guys, no, it's not. When they put you under anesthesia and they start taking out parts of your body, there's a high probability that you're going to have problems with it. So make sure. I'm not saying don't do it if you have to do it, but what I'm saying is make sure you get multiple opinions from medical professionals before you allow them to start eliminating body parts. There's all kinds of natural things you can do with the gallbladder to get it working again, to get rid of gallstones. There's all kinds of natural things you can do with the intestinal tract to get it working again properly. You don't have to just take out stuff. You know, you don't have to take the appendix out. You don't have to take the gallbladder out. You don't take all the stuff out. God put it there for a reason. They serve very specific functions, and they don't need to just be removed because somebody decides they want to do it. Ladies, don't get castrated by having your ovaries removed. It's like taking a guy's testicles off. It changes everything about your body. It changes your hormones. It changes everything. If you have to have surgery, go in less invasive as possible. If you have to have a hysterectomy, just take the uterus out. Don't take out the ovaries. I mean, there's all kinds of natural things that you can do to avoid a hormonal nightmare for the rest of your life, guys. Had the opportunity, the privilege of praying for you again today. I love you guys. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. Pray for Julian Assange. I prayed for him specifically this morning. We had a long prayer this morning, and I feel sorry for him. I mean, here he is doing everything he possibly can to change the world, and he did. For a short period of time when he was being fed that information, he changed the world. We need more Julian Assanges. We need more people that are going to stand up for him, and we certainly need a president who's going to say, I'm going to pardon Julian Assange, send him over here. That's what needs to be done. I love you guys. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for listening. Austin, I'll do the write-up. It's all yours, bud.
Yes, absolutely, guys. And, you know, when we see all this stuff taking place right now, it's so important that everybody really is vocal about what's going on and does their best to try to wake up other people, to take their blinders off, to show them the light, to show them the light of Christ, to show them the light of truth. We've talked about this a lot, but, you know, I think a lot of people have gotten to the point now, and this has been, in my opinion, one primary goal of this politically correct mantra for the last decade, is to get the population scared to speak out about the truth. And this is exactly what we've seen now, is, you know, he's being basically branded as, you know, whether or not it's a traitor, he's charging for treason. I don't know what they're going to do with him. You know, we can only pray for him right now, because there's nothing we can really physically do for him. But the thing is, we have to start standing up and banding together, because, I mean, he's right. I mean, that's why he said that. Resist. Resist tyranny. Resist unnecessary illegal spying. Resist unconstitutional laws. When we see things that are being done to us, our neighbors, our friends, our countrymen, and it completely goes against the rule of law in this country, but yet it's all done in the name of, you know, protection, which is always funny to me, we have to start saying something about it. And like I said yesterday, it's ironic that this thing took a nosedive in New York yesterday, and they did this mandatory vaccine, which, by the way, like I said earlier, is going to be starting tomorrow with $1,000 fine. And now we have the whole thing with Assange coming out. Be very aware of what's going on behind the scenes and stay awake, because, as I said, remember, I said this last week, I said April's always one of those months. If you look back at a lot of things that happened, whether it be Waco, anything, I mean, a lot of big things have happened in April. So there's a high probability something's spooling up right now, and they're trying to get as much information out on the mainstream media as a distraction before we realize what's really going on. So stay awake. Use your mind, use your cognitive reasoning that God gave you. Stay as mentally capable as possible. That's why we have the magnesium brain food on sale, even the excellent vitamin C, which is the product of the week right now. That's incredibly good for the immune system against a lot of different immune attacks. That product is on sale for over 12% off right now. That one yesterday is product of the week, so be sure to check that out right now and vote for any other products that you want to see win, currently being on the website right now. So healthmasters.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything you guys do for us. And thank you for forwarding our email and our show out to everybody. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay awake. Stay frosty. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.